All right, our next storyteller is Miriam Greenleaf Miller. Come on up.
Forget adolescence. I'm feeling very awkward right now, actually. Very bright. Okay, so this happened to me when I was 17. I did a language program in Costa Rica for the summer. I lived with a family and took classes during the week. And then on the weekends, took weekend trips to go hiking, go to the beach, etc. So one weekend I go with a few other Americans who are doing the language program to a beautiful national park called Rincón de la Vieja, which apparently translates to Old Woman's Corner, not related at all to the story, but fun fact, so you know. And so we're hiking around Rincón de la Vieja. We hike about a mile in from the base, and it's beautiful. It's a volcano, actually, which is active. It wasn't erupting then, luckily. But there are fumaroles, sulfuric mud, and hot springs, and it's just so there's just like steam coming up out of the ground. I've never seen anything like this before, and I'm just enchanted. And so we're hiking along, and I see this sign that says prohibidad, prohibited, and I'm like, oh, it looks fine. So I just walk past it, and I step onto a rock, and I step with my other foot really quickly, but my foot broke through the crust into the sulfuric mud, which I think is like 830 degrees Fahrenheit. And my skin just peels back on my ankle. My foot is okay because I have thick rubber soles and canvas shoes, but I have a huge gaping wound. And they just hear me scream because everyone else was like around a bend, and they run back. And anyway, so then we were like running to our first stream of water so I can splash water on it, but it's hot because it's a hot spring. So then we're like run to our second stream of water. And that one's cold, luckily, so I'm splashing water and crying and splashing water. And then we're like, all right, I guess we have to turn around and go back. But instead of, we look at this sign, like the trail marker, and instead of heading back to base camp, we head toward the ranger station, which is like the opposite direction of where we came from. So we don't realize it then, though. So we're hiking one shoe on and one shoe off. I'm like, it's only about a mile, it should be fine. But we're hiking. We're like, this must have been longer. We must have taken a wrong turn. So we end up hiking 5 miles in the wrong direction, end up at the ranger station, which is a house where a man and his wife and his teenage daughter, live there. And we're like, hola, hola, stepped in a volcano. I don't know how this happened. And they're very nice. He's like, we don't have a car, but, you know, we do. He points to me and he's like, we have a horse. You can ride the horse back down if you want. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. But they have a radio. They don't have any phone, but they have a radio, so they radio down for a Jeep taxi to come pick us up. And we're like sitting in their living room, and I have my gaping wound up on their coffee table. So finally the taxi comes, and we, you know, it's an incredibly off-road, bumpy ride all the way to the emergency room. And I'm like shame-faced tourist, like, oh, I'm sorry, I stepped in the volcano. And They clean it out. They like wrap it up and clean it out. And I have a week. They're like, you should probably get back to the States. I don't just, you know, you should handle that. So they send me on my way, and I have a week left. So I spend a week just sitting on the couch of my poor host family's house, watching soap operas in Spanish for the week. And then when I get back to the States, my mom is like, that looks bad. I think we should get that checked out. So we go to the burn unit at the local hospital, and they tell me it's a third-degree burn, and it's not going to grow back, and I'm going to have to get skin graft. And they brought in the entire burn unit to see it because no one had ever seen a volcano burn. They were really excited. So 2 operations later, one just to clean it because it's terribly infected, and then the other one to take the skin from my hip, put it on my ankle, so I can walk now, luckily. And so that's my story. And I guess the point of this story, as I was thinking about it, is that I remember saying to my mom years later, you know, I never really worried that it wouldn't turn out. I felt like it would be okay. And And she was like, really? Because I definitely thought you would never walk again. And I was thinking, like, God, as I've grown older, I've become so worried about consequences, you know? I guess that's part of adolescence that I miss, is like, you just don't really worry that much. So anyway, that's my story.